and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman and starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. The good neighbor policy is something which we're all encouraged to pursue, and it's an excellent idea, provided that your good neighbor stays on his side of the fence. And even from there, he can still strain your good intentions to breaking point. For instance, why does he have to light a bonfire on the first fine Sunday afternoon, so that you're driven out of your own garden by the thick fog he's created by burning 2 tons of last year's compost, 6 motor tires, and a plastic Macintosh? But it's when your neighbor ventures over your side of the fence that the trouble really starts. And if it's an international neighbor and an international fence, then it's wise to take every possible precaution if you want to avoid an international incident. At least, that's what the Admiral has in mind when he goes to call on Captain Povey with his wretched flag lieutenant in customary tow.
This way, Admiral. Follow me, sir. Door open and welcome back to the ready, sir. Just walk straight in, sir. Don't bother to shut the door, sir. I'm right, sir.
Good morning, Admiral.
No, never mind about passing the time of day. Where's that eager twit of a flag lieutenant gone? Flags? Flags!
I was about to say, sir, don't shut the door, sir. I'm right behind you, sir.
Well, what happened? Why are you talking like that? Got a cold?
No, sir. My clumsy nose got in the way of your door slam, sir. Sorry, sir. I'm afraid it's swelling, sir.
Then stop it. I can't stand fat conks. They look unsightly.
Conk swelling stop, sir. At once, sir. Won't happen again, sir.
Right. Now, Wren, whatever your name is, where's Povey?
Captain Povey, sir. Captain Povey was in his office, but he had to rush out because he was absolutely dying to...
I beg your pardon?
Dying to send a welcome home telegram to his mother-in-law.
Oh. Well, has she been away?
Yes, sir. She's been staying with him.
Oh. Yes, I see. Yes, I know the form. Glad you arrived safely. Stop. And please do. Stop. There. Stop.
Exactly.
My word, Wrench, it's my joy sending that. If ever money was well spent, it was on that telly.
Oh, good grief.
I mean, good morning, Admiral.
Captain Povey's compliments, sir. And would you care to exchange the time of day with him, sir? Entirely up to you, sir. I'll chat him up if you're too tired, sir. Nothing
to say. Sir. Shut your cake hole.
Hole for consumption of cake. Shut, sir.
That'll be the day. Now then, Povey.
Not so much as a crumb shall pass my lips, sir. I shall starve to death before I munch again, sir. I wouldn't dream of getting hungry in your presence, sir.
You know, there isn't a sea boot he hasn't licked between here and Scarpa Flow. Hell bent on promotion, that's his trouble, and he's had that. Now then, Povey, have you made the arrangements?
Arrangements? Well, what...
Good man, I knew I could rely on you. They'll be docking at berth J-41.
J-41. Oh, you mean Trackbridge, sir.
Trackbridge? What have they got to do with it? I'm talking about the Frenchies.
Hey,
this French frigate thing. The one that's paying us a courtesy visit.
Good grief, a visit from a French frigate, sir? I don't understand. This is the first time...
Creeping Ivy Povey, don't you read any of my signals?
With respect, Admiral, and deepest apologies for speaking out of turn, sir, Captain Povey couldn't have read your signal yet, sir.
Well, why not?
You never sent it, sir.
Flag?
Sir!
Stop making feeble excuses for Povey. He ought to have known. I meant to send it.
Quite, sir. Of course, sir. I just wasn't thinking, sir. My tongue ran away with itself, sir.
Yeah, well, next time, follow it.
Excuse me, sir, but I've just been looking at the berthing chart, and J-41 is the only empty berth.
Well?
Well, sir, if you allocate that one to the French frigate, what are we going to do with Troutbridge?
Don't tempt me, young woman. Don't tempt me.
But they must go somewhere.
And don't you tempt me either, Povey. Right, well, that's settled, eh?
But what is it, sir?
Just don't concentrate, do you, Povey?
I
can't stop now. Sort it all out and let me know what happens. I like to take an interest.
But it's sir.
Flag.
Sir.
Open the blasted door. I'm off.
At once, sir. Door hinges you, sir. Unimpeded progress ashore, sir. This way, sir. After you, sir. Have a lovely walk, sir.
Oh, he does his nuts, you see. If he wasn't the wife's nephew, I'd hit him. Cheer him up.
Goodbye, Captain. You'll be hearing from us. Coming, Admiral. Don't bother to shut the door, sir. I'm right here. Oh! Oh, it happens every time. Just a minute, Admiral, you've forgotten me, sir. Wait for me.
They're a circus. That's what they are. They're a circus.
Quite, sir. And talking of clowns going round in ever-decreasing circles, Troutbridge is due back from trials this morning, sir, so you'll have to find somewhere for them to dock.
Oh, I have, Wrenchy. I have. They can tie up to a mooring buoy in the middle of the harbour.
I don't think they're going to like that very much, sir.
I'm sure they aren't, but I am. With Troutbridge isolated in midstream and her crew confined to the ship, it is just possible that this visit from the French Navy may be completed without some diabolical disaster that causes me to tear my hair out.
Tear your what out, sir?
Just a figure of speech.
Obviously.
Harbour entrance cleared, sir.
Really? Lummy. How did I manage to do that? I didn't hear the bang.
No, well, you wouldn't, sir. The entrance has been widened, sir.
Oh, how jolly thoughtful of them. When did they do that?
They didn't.
You widened it.
Well, it wasn't before time. These chairborne chaps on shore ought to know that when a chap on a frigate wants to turn left, a chap needs sufficient room to maneuver.
Like the middle of the Atlantic?
Yes, it... Well, that does it. I'll jolly well show you. Full ahead, boat chief.
Full ahead, boat chief, sir. Would you be so kind as to witness my will, sir?
Mine too, if there's still time.
What's the matter?
Well, you've just full-headed both straight at a harbour full of shipping, sir.
What? Well, that's ridiculous.
Just what I thought.
Charming. I was merely going to say that it's ridiculous to panic. I'll show you if I'm a good driver or not. I'm going to left hand down a bit, swing around, zoom her into our berth, slam the brakes on, come to a screaming halt 2 inches from the dockside.
Well, you're going to come to a screaming halt a good 36 feet before then, sir.
Eh?
Look before you zoom, Mr. Phillips.
I don't need to. After all these years, I know exactly where berth number J for... Well, there's a liberty. Another ship has parked on our meter.
Oh, well, spotted it at last. And now, may I take the liberty, sir?
Thank you.
Pull a stand boat. Or we end up sharing their sixpence.
Yeah. Quick thinking, Chief.
Not quite quick enough.
Stop engines.
Oh, I said stop engines.
Bonjour! Diable! Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Who gone? Nix!
I say, that's odd. He's chatting us up in foreign. I say, this is Portsmouth. Or has Leslie dropped another one?
No, sir. This is Portsmouth, all right. I can smell the brown ale at the Puckle's Head from here.
Hey! Boo! Monsieur le Capitaine, on the bridge! You have bent the derrière of mon bateau!
Oh, nasty.
Sorry, pardon, Mr. French frigate bateau man, but you seem to be parqued in Notre Place.
Yeah! So pourquoi don't vous slinger votre troquet?
No, no, no! Vous êtes the ones who have la grandeur en vide!
Oh, well, I suppose he could be right. We'd better find another berth and sort it out later.
Yeah, very good idea. No, sort it out now, sir. Yeah, no, don't take no for an answer, sir. That's our bit of dockside, and we're entitled to tie up to it, sir.
Oh, come off it, Chief. What does it matter? One bit of dockside is just the same as any other bit.
That it's not, sir. That it's not. That bit's our bit. And our bit's a bit better than any other bit. Because our bit's the best bit, so don't stop any other bit. Stop at that bit for a bit, sir.
What was that?
Well, I think I bit off a bit more than I could chew, sir.
Chief,
what's so important that we should tie up here?
Well, I'd rather not say, sir, but it is, sir. Very, sir.
Why?
Personal reasons.
Perhaps he was going to meet one of his bits.
I was not, sir.
A hard luck, I was.
That we never doubted.
Slow ahead, both, Mr. Phillips.
Hold it.
Goldstein!
Leading seaman Goldstein, if you don't mind, sir. And even if you don't mind, I do, because I ought to have been made a petty officer by now.
Yeah, well, never mind that. What are you doing on the bridge? Why aren't you at your station as starboard lookout?
Well, there didn't seem much point, really. Once Mr. Phillips had wound my side into the French ship, all I could look out at was an open porthole. And the sight of a lot of sailor hats with red pom-poms on top.
It's not exactly fascinating viewing for one who was brought up to appreciate the glorious rain-drenched vista of a soggy Welsh valley, is it?
Goldstein, I'm not in the slightest bit...
Exactly, sir. I knew you'd see it my way in the end. Mind you, just as well I did go for a bit of a stroll round the ship as it happened. Otherwise, I'd have never got it, would I?
You might never have got it, Goldstein, my son. You're certainly asking for it.
Oh, I have been for years. When am I going to be made a petty officer, I said. And what's been done about it? Absolutely all.
Thank you, Chief. Now, Goldstein, what is it that you've got?
Well, it's a signal from Captain Povey. And you needn't bother to read it, because I already have. According to Captain Povey, Troutbridge has to proceed to the middle of the harbour, tie up to a mooring buoy, and stay there until the French frigate has gone.
We can't do that.
We can, yeah. Read it for yourself, Chief. And there's a sting in the tail, too.
Right?
No shore leave to be granted.
If it's not being too nosy, do you think I might be allowed to read that signal? Seeing as it is addressed to me.
Oh, help yourself. The chief will let you have it when he's finished.
Right, Mr. Phillips, get us out to that mooring buoy and I'll try to contact Captain Povey about all this.
Lovely thinking, sir. Lovely. Yeah. Carry out orders first and disobey them afterwards. Seaboat lowered and standing by alongside, sir.
Right, Chief. Mr. Phillips and I won't be long. You just stand by aboard Troutbridge, will you?
Stand by here, sir. Couldn't I stand by on the dockyard instead?
Oh, I don't think there's any need for you to make the trip ashore.
Oh, but there is, sir. Oh, yes, there is. It's well, it won't argue, but I'll tell you, look, it's my sea legs, sir. The salt's turning them rusty. Yet they need a bit of a trot about on dry land.
Bad luck, Chief. You saw the signal. There's no shore leave.
I don't want shore leave, sir. Just a boat trip across to the dockyard. It'll work wonders. Put the roses back in my cheeks. Yeah, I need a breath of fresh air, sir. It was very stuffy out there in the North Sea.
No, Chief.
But, sir, you'll need me over there.
What for?
Well, to hold the rope of the boat so the boat won't float away.
Pertwee, for the last time.
Oh, it is for the last time, sir. I'll never ask for a favour again, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Ready when you are, sir. You'll have to let him come with us, sir. Now he's on the boat, you'll never get rid of him. He'll stick to it like a barnacle.
Yeah, now you mention it, there is a certain resemblance. Oh, well, we may as well get started, I suppose. Follow me down.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, come on, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, coming. You know, I can't think why you two always climb down facing forwards. It's much quicker backwards. You watch.
He's right, you know, Mr. Murray, sir. He's right, it is much quicker.
Your help, this water's freezing. Fish me up before something shrinks. My pig's gone all soggy already.
Never mind the uniform, sir. Catch hold of this boat hook.
Oh, well, right. Oh, thanks. Hey, careful where you jab that thing.
Ooh!
You nearly caught me in the ear.
Sorry, sir. I was aiming for your collar.
Oh.
Hang on. In you come. Oh.
Congratulations. You caught the big one that nearly got away.
Yeah. It's all right for you to take the mickey. Look, my hands are turning blue with cold.
Mr. Phillips, all of you is turning blue. But it's not the cold. It's the dye coming out of your uniform.
Oh, nasty. I'd better go back and change.
No, there isn't time for that. If you're worried about it, stand up and let the breeze dry you off on the way. Right, pull ahead for the dockyard.
No, by that I take it you're anticipating some sort of action on my part, sir.
Mr. Queeg,
sir.
Since when do we need the engineering officer to run the sea boat?
You might well ask. You might well ask her, yes. It's all extremely unfortunate, but the lad who understands all the mechanical gubbins or whatever they are that work this multiple thing was only able to stay long enough to get it going, and then he had to dash off, as you might say. I formed the opinion that cranking that handle thing not only got the engine going, got him going as well.
Oh, he's not poorly again.
Oh, I'm afraid so. Afraid so, sir, yes. I'm afraid so. The little chap sends his respects, by the way, but he's a trifle indisposed. I gather it was last night's trifle that indisposed him. In the interest of economy, the cook used brown ale instead of the customer's sherry. The result seems to have proved a sight too powerful for the lad. At any rate, we've seen very little of him since.
Oh, dear.
He never learns, does he?
No. Oh, he would, sir. He would. But he gets a little chance, you see. He's far too occupied with mathematics. He continuously has to calculate whether he's got time to cover the distance to wherever it is he has to keep having to go from wherever it is he happens to be when the decision has to be made, you see.
Mr. Queen, sir. Mr. Queen, sir, look, I'm very sorry about the lad, but could you get us underway, sir, please?
Ah, well, no. Let me assure you, I'm more than willing to oblige, but there is a slight snag, you see. I have no idea which of these gadgets and handles I'm supposed to pull or twist or whatever it is one does to make things move.
Look, bung that lever down there forward, sir.
You mean this little stick thing here? Amazing. Amazing. Lifelike. How do they think it all out beyond me? Now, I don't want to fuss, but shouldn't we be steering it at all, do you think?
Yes, sir, but look, don't you worry about that. I am. We'll soon be ashore now. Was saying, Chief? She's conked out. The rotten pettish have conked out on us.
Mr. Queen.
Quite, yes. I get the impression that you feel I've let you down in some way. Look, you see, the lad was intending to do some maintenance, or whatever they call it, on this motor last week. But before he could get to it, the chocolate pudding got him.
You must have some idea what's gone wrong.
Oh, I have. There was too much treacle in it. You mean the boat? Oh, the boat. Oh, yes. Well, if it were mine, I'd say the elastic's gone myself.
That's ridiculous.
It was only a rough guess off the top of my head, as you mentioned. On the other hand, it could be the flint's worn out.
What do we do until we get another one? Drift?
No, sir. We don't. Assistance, and I use the word loosely, is chugging up on us fast.
Come in, seaboard ahoy. Number one.
If you see what I mean, sir.
Lummy, old Thunderguts. Well, what's he doing out here? Fishing?
Yes, sir. And he's caught us.
Ahoy there, Captain Provisar. We've broken down.
You lot have been broken down for years. Where do you think you're going?
Well, we were coming to see you, sir, in your office. Could you give us a tow?
I'll give you a tow, all right, for the sake of the pleasure. Get back to your ship.
No, that's the wrong way, sir. Look, I've got to get... No, what I mean is... We want to go to the dockyard, sir.
Nothing doing, Percy. All shore leave for Carpenter's Castle.
But we wanted to see you, sir. We wanted to know why a French ship is in our berth and why we're moored out in the harbour, sir.
Then I'll tell you. It's precisely because there's a French ship in your berth that you are moored out in the harbour. Trucks will take them in tow back to their ship, and that's an order.
Spoil sport.
Able Seaman Johnson is not happy. I'm not, you know, I'm not at all happy. I don't want to go for a swim underwater. I'm not happy.
Look, nobody's asking you to laugh immoderately. Just put your flippers on.
Yeah, I'm not happy about them either. I feel silly in flippers. I look like a mermaid with two tails.
Look like a what?
A mermaid with two tails.
Not by any stretch of imagination. Now look, zip your rubber suit up and stand by to be launched.
You insist?
I do.
Right. Ooh.
What's the matter?
The zip's fighting the battle of the bulge and it's launched. It's come open.
It's what?
It's come open.
All right, well, I'll zip it up again. Right, now hold it. There you are.
What have you done?
What have I done? Well, that's it. Well, hold now. I've stuck a safety pin through the rubber at the top. It can't slide down now.
That's a good idea, wouldn't you? Oh, so bring a leap. Here, me bungee suit will fill it with water.
Not if you swim fast enough, it won't. Run out of time.
Yeah, you're a rotten, a dirty, stinking glug, all gone fat, so rotten. If rotten were two for a shilling, you'll be a tuppenny rotten that's gone rotten. Yeah, and they'd have to give you a rotten penny rotten change for a rotten like rotten you and all.
That's happy.
I'm not happy.
I shan't speak to you again.
Good.
Now look. Now you know what you've got to do? You've got to nip neatly over the side, submerge, then swim for the dockyard under the water.
I see. Good morning.
Come back here. Now look, our berth, J-41, is almost dead opposite, so all you've got to do is just swim in a straight line. And when you bang your bolts on the bottom of the French ship, you'll know you're there.
Now
you just float around to the blunt end, and you'll find a chain dangling down in the water from a bollard on the dock.
Eh? Oh, I'm with it now. You sunk some smuggle on the end of that chain. You want me to rescue it before the Frenchman nick it, don't you? What is it?
It's a barrel.
A barrel?
A weighted barrel, which contains a small amount of naval issue rum,
which was indented for in error.
How small an amount?
9 gallons.
9. I thought our issue had been a bit thin lately. You've been watering it down before it's been watered down, ain't you?
But never mind the sordid details. Go and fetch.
Why don't you go and fetch?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll split the loop 50-50. 50-50. Here, I'll have the rum. You can have the barrel.
Well, that's me. I've never... You're a rotten, you are. A rotten. A dyed in the imitation wool and probably only cheap cotton rotten.
Gravy. And over you go. Ta-da.
I'm not going to...
On the other hand, perhaps I am.
Submerge your squawk box and get on with it. George has got a hell of a thirst, so hurry up. Me tongue wants some rum.
Does it? Well, Fatso Schnozzle wants a nozzle. Push me overboard without me air bottles. How am I supposed to swim underwater without air?
Well, simple, it's only half a mile. Hold your breath.
I'll go up bang.
Not in harbour, you won't. It's against regulations. Hey! Now look, go on, get swimming. And start those floppy flappers, Flippy.
Here, I haven't got a face mask.
Ah, never mind. They'll never recognise you. And if you do meet anyone underwater, give a false name.
Oh, Captain Purvey, wait. I do wish you wouldn't take such long strides. I can't keep up. Wrens haven't been fitted with miniskirts yet, you know.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Francesca, but I'm used to walking fast. I have to in order to keep up with my dear wife, Ramona.
Why does she wear a miniskirt?
Oh, can you imagine? Certainly not. She merely happens to be an extremely athletic woman. Now, let's see. We turn left here, and berth J41 is at the bottom of this alleyway. Now, come along.
Oh, with respect, sir, do you think we should tear a strip off the captain of the French frigate? I mean, we do know it was one of the French crew who tried to sneak into the inner dock in an inflatable dinghy last night.
Don't we? And what did he say to the dock policeman who challenged him?
Well, according to the report, sir, and I quote, "Stone me, I mean, pardonnez me, monsieur gendarme, but can vous tell me le way to Dover? Je appear to have lost aim on swimmer de Chanel."
Exactly. No Englishman could speak French like that.
Neither could any Frenchman.
And what about the one they spotted in a Royal Navy longboat half an hour later? He claimed he was in the French Oxford and Cambridge bateau race. And whale away to the River Seine. Now, apart from that, there were 12 other attempts by various Frenchmen trying to land all over the dockyard during the night.
It is strange, isn't it, sir? According to the reports, all these Frenchmen answer to the same description.
I see nothing strange about that. But they're bound to look alike. They're all foreigners. You leave this to me.
Ahoy there! Achtung!
That's German.
Oh, what does it matter? It's not English, so they're bound to understand.
Oh, there, you steaming idiot! What are you shouting me off about now?
Oh, good grief. I was merely trying to attract the attention of the French frigate admiral.
Who are you? Well, you'll have to shout a flaming sight louder than that. She's about 5 miles out to sea by now. If it hadn't been for Troutbridge, I'd be halfway to France by now. I was having a tot or two of duty-free brandy in the French ship's wardroom when she was recalled. They were well out into the harbour before they realised I was still aboard.
How terribly unnerving for you, sir. What did you do?
Well, I got them to pull alongside Troutbridge, hopped on board her, and thumbed a lift back at home. And Murray, Philip! Where the blazes are you?
Coming, sir.
I'm terribly slowly, sir.
Yeah, well, get a move on. I'm late.
Admiral, I really must.
No, you mustn't, Povey. There isn't time. I'll lead the way.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. Just follow me, sir. We'll soon...
Just, sir, where am I going?
Don't you know? Oh, do come on, Povey. Or we'll never get there. And do try to keep in step.
Yes, look. Yes.
Left, right, yes. Left, right. That's the style. Don't get the hang of it.
Well, boys, which one of you is going to escort me back? If the French frigate had still been here, I wouldn't have had to ask.
Come on, Heather. I'll take you back. If only to prove that anything they can do, je can say better. See you later, sir. If my luck runs out.
And I have a feeling it will, rapidly.
all the top brass gone.
Oh, hello, Chief. Yes, in that case, I suppose... Hey, I suppose you'll be going too.
No, Chief, I just decided I'd rather stay. For, personal reasons.
No, but you see, no, you can't. I don't want, have a cup of tea, sir. Have a nice cup of tea, sir. I've got a fresh pot brewing in the wardroom, sir. And if I haven't now, I soon will have it.
No, thank you, Chief.
It's going to happen. I know it is. That podgy yelp's going to come spluttering up to the surface right where Mr. Murray...
What was that, Chief?
Well, I said, right, Mr. Murray, sir. Well,
do you want to get away, sir?
What on earth?
A basking porpoise. Yes, sir, they always come inshore at this time of year, sir.
Air. Give me air. Ooh, come to fetch your air.
Oh.
And a talking porpoise at that. Abel Seaman Johnson, what are you doing splashing about down there?
He's taking his morning dip, sir.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get me pump and blow back. Fatso was fiddled. That wasn't half a mile I had to swim with no air tanks. That was 3/4.
Chief, what's that he's holding on to?
I holding on to him. What happened?
Hi! What is it? Driftwood.
A lump of rotten driftwood.
It's a lump of rotten barrel.
Johnson, hand it up. I want to see what's inside it.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Oh, you don't, sir. Believe me, you don't, sir. Don't dabble with the unknown, sir.
Don't argue, Chief.
Open that barrel. Very well, sir. We're going to regret this. I know I am. It's all gone. Hey, look at it, Donna. Look, it's empty. I've been hijacked.
You weren't hijacked, Chief. You were hijacked.
Hey, what are you talking about?
The French frigate left a message chalked on the wall down there. It says, "Merci, Buttercup, for the free giggle grog, and derriere is up to you too."
With the thieving elves. They pitched Pertwee's perks. I've been done, that's what's happened. I'll never live this down, I've been done.
Yes, Chief, at long last it's Pertwee who's been done. And from the smell of that barrel, I'd say it's not so much a done as a do. And a rum do at that.
Oh, very funny, sir. And permission to take French leave, sir. I want to go over there and pay them a courtesy visit with a red-hot boat hook.
Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips have been having a bit of trouble with the French in the Navy Lark written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Daniel Evans, his flag lieutenant was Michael Bates, and Abel Seaman Johnson was played by Ronnie Barker. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.